They're great. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
My friend, he drank too much liquor and beer and such. But when he stopped the booze, that's when he got the blues. And now Leonard's is bleeding.
Oh, Leonard.
And Leonard's is bleeding.
Mr. Leonard.
His liver's not secreting the juices his body is needing. By the way, this is my gay brother, Tyler.
Tyler, gay.
He's not really gay. I'm the only one that f***s him. So he's gay by proxy.
The Don and Mike Show.
Aren't we all?
Hello!
Gay, 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 gay.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
What not?
Shut up!
Do you want to listen or do you want to be a smartass?
Well,
there he is.
They webbed you. That means you got the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, listen, cats, we're getting a lot of emails at donandmikewebsite.com. Our internet stream is all screwed up today. All along the line, not just from WJFK, so we're working on it.
All right. Wonder what Tyler Dick would say about that.
I don't know, but his butt is bleeding.
That's Elliot's. Not only singing about Elliot, he's talking about his brother Tyler.
I thought Leonard had the butt that was bleeding.
Leonard.
Tyler is his gay brother.
If it's even true, I don't know.
Andy Dick. Joe Ardinger's out. We'll get to him with another instant report in a moment. Time now just for a brief trip down radio lane for news about DJs who are smart.
Ah, okay.
Love this. This is a guy that was a friend of mine a long time ago named Jim Corcoran. Now, the only reason I bring his name up is that when we went on the air in St. Louis on an AM station about, what was it, 10 years ago maybe?
Right.
Remember Smokey Rivers was the program director.
Yeah, when I hear that name that you just mentioned, Corcoran, I think trouble.
Well, here's what happened. We were talking about him one day on the air, and he sent me a letter, an email that was just as nasty as can be, like, man, you're talking about me. Maybe you guys remember it when I bring it to your attention.
All right.
And I read the letter on the air, and he sent me another letter back that said, dude, I was there for you. Like, when your wife left you, I was there. And if you remember, Frida then called in and got in on the act and said, hey, listen, all I remember about this guy is every time he ever came to visit us, he would bring his scrapbook of all of his radio accomplishments. And wherever we were, and, you know, we were like gypsies. We would travel from city to city, climbing up the radio ladder. Jim Corcoran occasionally would come to visit us.
Okay.
And when he would come over and say, hey, how you guys doing? I'm in town. He would pull out a scrapbook. We would make us look at, like, here's where I got my name in the paper for this.
He'd, like, bring it to you?
Yeah. This was all on the air. I'm sure there's someone out there with a better memory than I. Anyway, the guy got terribly incensed that Frida tore into him a little bit. And it ended all.
I remember the only time you were talking about him is he had done something stupid in St. Louis.
Well, he's
or done something somewhere where he got in trouble.
Well, he's done something again in St. Louis.
Okay.
He's off the air now.
Oh.
Because his power went off during the Super Bowl. So he went on a rant during his radio show, which is okay, I guess. Mm-hmm. And the reason that he's off the air is not because he made reference to an African-American vice president of the power company. He said the guy that runs the power company is African-American.
Uh-huh.
And then he did some, you know, like we do, like, you know, come on, Dad, turn on the power.
Right.
But what's got him in trouble is when he said, you publicly obsessed PR nightmare people, I swear to God, I'm going to get up on top of your building with an AK-47 and start picking people off.
Well,
that would be a sign maybe that the guy is
wrapped a little too tight. Perhaps it's time to take a little break.
An unfortunate choice of words.
I think so. Well, I hope he puts that in his scrapbook.
Uh-huh. Well, it also occurs to me that I can even hear guys that do what we do saying something like that, but you can say it in such a way where you're not going to have anybody blink an eye. It would seem to me that he must have said it in such a way concern people that
Correct.
He was serious.
Correct. I've heard I've heard clips before in your eyes.
Hadn't he made fun of somebody dying and he got in trouble or something like that?
I don't know. I thought it was somehow.
I thought it was a traffic reporter or something. I don't know. And I don't want to speak out of school when I don't know what I'm talking about. But that's what it was.
What's his gimmick? Is he like a serious political guy or is he a shock jock? What's
no,
his
shock
deal?
Jock? Like no, we were, right?
His gimmick is that he wants to be a shock jock.
Well, that's pretty shocking.
You're a show historian. Do you remember?
Vaguely, yeah,
the
I
story,
do.
Story, vaguely.
Do you remember?
Do you remember Frieda getting into it with him and Frieda saying, "Hey, listen, when you would come over to our house, all you would do is bring your publicity pictures and your scrapbooks." And
I remember that was the tipping point.
We didn't want. We wanted to visit with you. We didn't want to see a scrapbook about what media.
Where did you work with him? Where did you work with him on the same station?
In Rockford, Illinois, when I was 15.
Okay.
So and
known him for a long time.
Yeah. And then for a while I worked like in Evansville, Indiana. He worked in Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Were you ever aware of the fact that he had a little bit of a temper?
Uh-huh.
Really, even back then, huh?
Uh-huh.
So a little anger management issue?
Gun enthusiast.
Oh,
really?
So when he says AK-47,
that makes it worse.
So perhaps on his show he makes reference to guns.
I wouldn't know.
On a regular basis.
I wouldn't know. I've not heard him in ages. Mm-hmm. Just thought it was interesting when I see an old friend in the news. Well, there you go, buddy.
Is he a bald guy?
No, he's got the big, gigantic Welcome Back, Cotter afro.
Huh. Or he did.
Those are coming back.
Or he did way back when.
Yeah, or he might, for all I know, he's bald now. He looks like Tony Kornheiser now. I have no idea, Mike.
Well, so he's been, what, given a leave of absence? Is that the deal is?
Yes, it said he was suspended for 2 weeks.
Taking some time.
All right.
Take some time to think about what you said, son.
AK-47's not good.
No.
No.
You know, if you're going to talk about picking people off, at least use a legal weapon.
Wait. Hello, Don and Mike show. Like a slingshot.
Tony Romo for president.
What?
Tony Romo for president.
Tony Romo for president. Hey, that would make Jessica Simpson our first lady.
Not old enough.
Wow. Oh, she's not old enough. She's plenty old enough.
He's not old enough.
He's got to be 35 to be president.
That's fine by me.
I'll get out of here.
I wish we could stretch the rules. I wish all the quarterbacks could be president. Hey, that means that Brett could be president.
Yeah, true.
Brett Favre.
How do you know he's already not president?
How do you know he's not planning a serious run at the White House?
Right.
How do you know, Mike? Kurt Warner.
You know, I'll always be true to you, Mary.
President
Brett Favre.
Eli Manning.
President Garcia.
Jeff Garcia?
Yes. President Jeffrey Garcia.
Can you imagine that? All right, who would be the worst quarterback?
The worst quarterback president?
Of the current guys that are out right now.
Current guys.
And you got to know that. You know, guys like Brady and Peyton Manning and Brett Favre and Donovan McNabb, those are all guys that we're not counting.
Right.
It's the suck guys. Mm-hmm.
President Roethlisberger.
No, he's too good, Mike.
President
Ferrat. President Ferrat.
That's too much in the
past,
though.
That's just obscure. That's good, Rob. You picked an obscure one there.
No, he's still playing, though.
No, well, I guess maybe he's still playing somewhere. For God's
President
sake.
Grossman.
Stop
the Rex
presses.
Grossman, president.
Stop the presses.
Yes.
We have a winner. We have a winner. President Rex Grossman.
That's going away the winner, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
There's just no question.
Stop right there.
No
we have
question
a winner.
At all.
We have a big winner.
Who would be the worst president coach in the NFL?
Current?
Yes. Hey, yes.
Hello, Don and Mike show. You got to give me a moment to.
I know. That one requires a little processing.
To thank on that one. Hello there.
Speaking of crazy DJs, what's the latest on George McFry?
You know what? I'll tell you tomorrow.
Hey. You have news.
We simply don't have time in today's show.
Wow.
But I promise I'll tell you tomorrow.
We look forward.
I'll be listening.
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
Really? Yeah, so your predictions come true, huh?
Hand over heart. Swear to God.
I haven't asked you anything, but can you handle that for me?
Oh, yeah. His words will never reach your ears.
Very good.
Unless they come through my mouth.
Thank you very much. But, like, my words you can get to him, too. Right?
My words have already gotten to his ears on your behalf. Hello.
Thank you.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
How you doing? Hello. How you doing?
I just hope he doesn't do something drastic.
Yeah.
Well, I told him the truth, Mike.
Drastic?
Like kill himself. Like George McFly.
He's perfect. He's employed, isn't he?
wants to work with you so bad.
I can't believe that. He's always wanted to work with you.
Well, he wants to work
on this show.
He wants to work with you now.
Sure.
Hello there.
God. How you doing?
Hey, what's happening?
Not too much. First time caller, like talk down to Mike.
Oh, first time caller, long time listener. That's the kind of jive we don't have. I'm sorry. We like all kinds of other jive, though. Hello, Don and Mike show. Phillips. How about President Wade Phillips?
I was thinking, hey, no time like the present. President James Zorn.
How about President Del Rio?
Love him.
President Del Rio, if you wanted a little ass kicked.
Yeah, right. Well, big, president, tough, stupid president.
President Gruden, if you want a little ass kicked.
No, if you want ass kicked, I'm sorry. You got to go with the big winner. President Coughlin.
Yeah.
Hey, amen, brother. Yeah, except you know what?
President Coughlin.
Except it'd be like McCain, it'd be just like McCain.
Yes, it would. Well, you know, the first day in office, you'd triple the troop strength over in Iraq.
Let's make a little history. President Lovey.
Lovey Smith.
You know, I might be down with a President Belichick. It might not be bad having a sneaky SOB doing stuff for the United States.
I don't think so, because I think when you're thinking about the president, you have to have trust. You have to have a little bit of trust. And if it was President Belichick, you know, we'd all be spied upon. We'd all be being videotaped.
Belichick like would be a great vice
president. Belichick would be the insurance that nothing would ever happen to the president.
Right. I'd like really a Taft-like president, and I'd like President Holmgren.
Andy Reid.
President and I'd like, Reed. How about Holmgren Reed?
Or Mike, excuse me, but Reed Holmgren.
Reed Holmgren would be a good ticket.
Could we agree on that?
Reed Holmgren. Andy Reed, kind of a mystery man.
Hold on. Listen, we've really got to think about, we are a racially diverse country now. Mm-hmm. I'll give you this. It's either Holmgren and Reed, but his running mate has to be Romeo Crennel.
Okay.
Big, fat, sloppy black guy.
Yes, Romeo. Now, if you want a qualified guy, though, you probably would have, you know, Dungy Reed. You know, you got Tony Dungy, competent, you know, has the confidence of the country. And then you got sloppy Andy Reed there.
Yeah, but it's the Jesus factor with Tony Dungy. Just like that might be what does Huckabee.
You're absolutely right. Perhaps a little too evangelical.
Too much of the J-man.
You're right.
How about Edwards? Herm Edwards.
Herm Edwards?
President Edwards.
Hey, you know what? If they were to cast a movie, he could play Barack Obama. He's a good-looking guy like Barack Obama.
But no matter what, we keep Reed on the... How about Reed Edwards? And I'm not talking about John.
John Edwards.
We're talking Herm.
Right.
Herm Edwards.
I think it'd be a good ticket.
Andy Reed, Herm Edwards.
I don't know.
There it is.
Gosh, can I just go
right at and former coaches, I mean, you got some dream tickets
on.
Out
you
there.
You start and stop right here. President Ditka.
Yeah. President Ditka.
I mean, it's
Ditka Parcells.
As much as... Okay, you got my vote.
There it is.
Much as I'd like to go back to, like, Lombardi and everybody else. No, listen. You want someone to kick ass?
Ditka Parcells.
Parcells could never handle being VP.
He'd want to be the number one guy.
They would have to, I bet they'd go for Parcells Ditka as a Ditka.
Mm-hmm.
Parcells, he would want to delegate half the crap anyway.
And you'd have Ditka in more of a ceremonial role.
And they would easily defeat their opponent, Ryan Pettibone.
You send Ditka over like to China when somebody offs.
Does. Way to give Richie Pettibone credit for his 15 minutes in the NFL. way to do that, Buddy Ryan. Buddy Ryan.
You would have to have a cabinet with Buddy Ryan, Abe Gibron.
Don Coryell.
Dennis Green.
Tom Flores. You know, it'd be fantastic. And all coaches, all NFL coaches, White House.
And we've got to have as our drug czar or some important position, Al Davis.
Yeah.
Just because he looks like Imus. He's so old.
I was going to say we need a woman in the cabinet, too, but unfortunately, she will be Miss Georgia Frontier. Yeah, she's no longer with us.
Yeah. So sad.
That's very sad. I'm trying to think any other. Are there really, besides her, are there any prominent women in the NFL?
Deanna Favre.
That we're reaching, but hey, I don't see anybody else that's lining up for that.
Right.
You know, Deanna Favre.
How about Olivia Manning?
Do you think it would be too? It's too in the distance.
You know, the Manning's mom.
Too in the way past to get Bubby Brister's mother.
Oh yeah,
he's not enough of a name.
Yeah, you're probably
the
right.
Double B man's not enough, man.
How about Kurt Warner's wife that looked like his mom?
See, the wives just aren't cutting it here.
Kurt Warner's got the wife's got that crazy I'm from another planet hair.
Yeah, exactly.
Kind of like a Katie Lang haircut.
How are you?
And as I recall, like, didn't she survive some awful like cancer or something?
She did.
And she just shut up about it instead of like standing around going, "Look at me, look at me." Nah. Kurt's not getting enough money.
You know, really, when you get past the late Georgia frontier, you don't have a lot of prominent women that were in the front offices of these teams.
Marlena Cook.
President Bonnie Bernstein.
Yeah.
President Susie Colbert.
Oh yeah.
How about President Linda Cohn?
Ladies and gentlemen, Secretary of State Andrea Kramer. now we're there. Have we finally? There was a time.
Hey, Andrea,
there was a time, foolishly, you thought. Have you seen her lately?
I would still do Andrea Kramer. Really? Absolutely. You know why, Mike?
I'm saying nothing. For some reason, I think that'll bite me in the butt.
You don't have the face. You have the personality. She's a wonderful woman.
Mm-hmm.
I would use her. I would use her like a porta potty.
Sometimes the personality's enough.
She always looks surprised.
She got the bug eyes. All right, she got the Vinny Serrato bug eyes.
I tell you, really, for Valentine's Day, you just get a little heart and put it on a big bottle of Clear Eyes. You just send that along. Because they're not just bugged out, but it looks like a relief map.
Andrea Kramer's got a tight little body. She's a very nice woman. She smells wonderful. And God knows, she spent at least a whole night just sitting, just talking to me.
Yes.
How could I not like her?
Right. But I tell you, I'm just thinking about Bonnie Bernstein. Yeah.
President Bernstein.
You wrote in her car, too.
She wrote in my car.
She wrote in your car.
Let's get that right.
Do you remember when she came up to our studios in New York and she had the little sweatsuit on?
Yeah, sure. Yes.
Remember that day?
You know what? Yeah. I remember her sitting on the counter.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Very cute.
Very put together.
Heard about her. AC/DC.
That's fine with me.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
As a matter of fact, I'll tag along.
Not a problem.
I'll just tag along just to watch.
You heard that about who?
Robert Kraft.
Bob Kraft.
Bob Kraft goes both ways?
Yeah. Bob Kraft.
He does.
They're still putting pressure on me to fire Belichick.
Do you think he's like Batman? Do you think when he goes, what I mean is when Batman opens his closet, all he's got is Batman suits.
Right. When he opens his closet, he's got white collars with blue shirts.
Uh-huh. And red power ties.
And just plain blue with the white and red power ties.
They're popular back in 1985.
Making a comeback. I've seen them in some men's stores that they're actually the white collar look. And you snatched up a few of those, right? You still have those shirts because you like to wear them.
Yeah,
I love that look. I think that is a powerful look.
Yeah, but it reminds me of like a movie, Wall Street.
It does.
So with
the suspenders too.
Hello, Donna, Mike Show.
First Lady Erin Andrews.
I do wish we had nice big cell phones though, like we used to. Remember in Wall Street? Remember in Wall Street when Michael Douglas is out on the beach and he's got that thing that's like bigger than the biggest shoebox you have.
I've never seen a painting that can capture the way the sun looks at this time of the morning. Got a lot of work to do, Pally. Wake up. This is your wake up call, pal.
That thing's gigantic. Down there on the beach.
Yeah. I am not a destroyer of companies. I am a liberator of them.
Greed is good.
Gordon Gekko. That's right, Gigi.
And they are doing the remake of that movie, are they not?
Are they going to keep Oliver Stone?
Did I just make that up, or did I actually hear that? Well, I don't know. We'll find out when we come back. Hey, you know what we didn't do?
Yes, they are doing that with Sacha Baron Cohen.
We didn't call Joe to get some instant election results.
Whoops. And probably. He is freezing.
So we'll be right back. We'll handle that.
This is the Don and Mike Show.